Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you've ever traveled outside of your native country, you've probably noticed that it's not just the language that is difficult to understand. As Michael Mills, professor of literature at the University of Northern Colorado, explains, interpreting the proper meaning of signs can be difficult for a cultural outsider as well.
In simplest terms, semiotics is the study of signs. A sign is anything has meaning. The mailman, an elephant, the color maroon, a coarse sweater, the smell of lemons. The street sign pedestrian walking may be understandable, but someone not schooled in American traffic signs may see something different. Signs can be interpreted as what they are, denotatively, and what they suggest, connotatively. Thus, an artist's drawing of a leafing tree may also imply spring or a time of rebirth. How you think about trees may be affected by your childhood and other experiences, hometown, or even mood or attitude. Semiotics suggests that our understanding of reality is constructed and interpreted by human beings, so there can be no independent, absolute meaning to a sign. While traveling in Portugal, I attempted to interpret a stenciled outline on a wall of a mass cartoon rabbit holding the bomb. Was the artist creating a statement about the folly of terrorism, or perhaps critiquing the military as foolish? For most, swastikas will forever be linked to Hitler and the Third Reich, with its death cults and horrors. But swastikas are an ancient sign. For Buddhists, the swastika may represent good fortune, while for Hindus, the god Vishnu. The swastika has been a sign in most religious faiths, even with early Christians. But many generations from now, how certain signs are interpreted may very well change. In the meantime, look about your world and consider how the signs around you suggest ideas about economic class, gender expectations, regional stereotypes, and political beliefs. And if you're ever in Portugal and happen to see a certain mass cartoon rabbit holding the bomb, maybe you can figure out what the heck it is supposed to mean. To you, of course.
That was the University of Northern Colorado's Michael Mills. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.